This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and 844-326-3663 is the number to the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. You can text that number right now. We will read them on the air. Dewey has texted the show and said, ranking season sucks. I'd rather hear you talk about wrestling all show than this crap. The crap in question, for those of you who are perhaps just joining the show this morning. The Athletic has put out its list of the 100 best rivalries in college football. Now, The Athletic created this list using what I think most of us would use in the colloquial version of the word rivalry.
Artificial intelligence.
Yes, they put it. No, I do not believe that they put it together via AI. I think they use the traditional definition of the word rivalry. That is to say, we are taking into consideration the historical perspective. We are taking into consideration the respect that the rest of the country has for that rivalry, right? Like rivalries that are super regional probably aren't being looked at as a great rivalry outside of said region. And of course, some level, I think, of success of the two teams, both at large and against each other. So with that being said, we have run you through the top 75 rivalries so far. Clemson, South Carolina checked in on the Athletic's list at number 24. I was going to say number 74, but that's incorrect. Number 24 is where you find the Palmetto Bowl. Now, before we continue down this list and take you 24 down to one, I would also like to point out that we are evaluating these rivalries this morning through the lens of the year 2025, the 2025 football season. So, you know, if there's a rivalry, Clemson-Georgia, that has not been played or is only played once in a blue moon and is more leaning on ancient history of that rivalry, then it's not as impactful to me. It goes further down the Rob Brown Show rivalry rankings. If the rivalry has been largely, lately, non-competitive, I'm not talking about a rivalry where, you know, one school had a 50-year head start and so they racked up a ton of wins and they lead the all-time series by 50. I'm talking about the last 5, 6 years, has it been a competitive rivalry, or has one side dominated it? If one side is dominating that rivalry, especially if it would appear that one side is going to continue to dominate that rivalry for some time, then it kind of loses some prestige points from me. So, in evaluating these rivalries in the lens of 2025, we left off with South Carolina-Clemson at number 24. Number 23, the Egg Bowl, Ole Miss-Mississippi State. Honestly, I would put this game, I think it's fair, right there in the mix. I am fine with this for an overall rivalry ranking, as The Athletic did. These two schools hate each other. I mean, like, they dislike each other a lot. And this Egg Bowl has been the source of some of the funniest college football moments in years. This was the game, I forget the wide receiver that did it, but remember when the wide receiver scored a touchdown and then he crawled like a dog to the goal, goalpost, and he lifted his leg as if he was a dog urinating on the opponent's goalpost? This is that game. This is where that came from. They are petty AF in their quest to hold college football dominance in the state of Mississippi. I'm good with that at number 23. Plus, this game's always played on Black Friday, so it's usually a standalone game, which means everybody's tuned in because what else are you doing? Number 22, Iowa, Wisconsin. I am going to lean on our resident Big Ten expert, Lonzo, on this one. Is this like a big rivalry game in Big Ten country? Because I don't know that it's ever popped on my radar.
You know, it's one of those things where the team that you pull for and you grew up with is usually the dominant team and part of what will probably be the biggest rivalry on this list. Everything else is secondary. So it's not entirely that I didn't notice. It's just that I don't think it's really a rivalry.
Yeah, see, for that reason, yeah. I think that this one would drop down on the list. Number 21.
Well, how about in relevance to today? Do you see? I mean, because Wisconsin hasn't been that good lately.
They haven't, but they also, it feels like they're getting better. They did have the loss of Xavier Lucas, one of their best players off the defense, went down to Miami transfer portal, but Wisconsin never gave him the clearance to transfer, so there's a lawsuit going on about tampering and blah, 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 because he got down there and immediately got paid by the Canes. Wisconsin's rivalry right now is with Miami, and it doesn't involve putting on a helmet. So, I don't know, man. I can't really put that one on the list. Number 21, Washington, Oregon. This is obviously a more Northern Pacific rivalry, but I also know it is a pretty good one. And obviously with those two teams and all the conference realignment, especially considering the Huskies had that good year under Kalen DeBoer with Michael Penix Jr. as their starting QB, it kind of gained a little traction. Now, since they moved on, both from that year and from the conference, a lot of people are in on Jed Fish at Washington. Comes up from, Arizona. I don't know that I am yet. So, like, good rivalry, but, like, not necessarily one that I'm like, that one's got to have a TV. Number 20. Screw you, this one deserves to be on the list. Harvard-Yale. Let the nerds play football, too.
I'm surprised it isn't higher.
I mean, to be honest with you, historically. Yeah. Again, zero relevance to the landscape of college football on its grandest stage, but still a good rivalry. And
Is it even relevant as far as the Ivy League goes?
Oh, yeah. No, these two teams hate each other. I will tell you that if it is not in a slot where it is overwhelmed by other rivalry games, I will put Harvard-Yale on my TV every time. These teams, they crack. They pop when they play. Number 18, Michigan-Notre Dame. I think this is probably higher than most of the other Notre Dame rivalries that are on this list. Notre Dame-Miami, for instance, which I do think deserves to be inside the top 50. But the historicity between these two teams and the fact that, again, not two teams that are going to play each other very often. So it does take a dive on the Rob Brown Show rivalry rankings. But if and when they get together, it's a big game. Number 17. This one is one that I genuinely do not understand why it doesn't have higher respect nationally, other than it hasn't really been competitive since like Cam Newton left. Auburn, Georgia, the oldest rivalry in the South. These two teams have been playing each other for 1,000 years at this point. And more often than not, they produce some absolute crackers of games. You had the miracle on the plains, right? Where they had the helmet bounce. They had the helmet bounce off the top of the head that Auburn was able to take back for a tutty and win that game. Like they've given some bangers, even when one is definitely better than the other. I would have Auburn, Georgia a little bit higher on this list than 17, but I also recognize why they have it there, which is it is not really a rivalry that is recognized, honestly, outside of the South, right? Like Alabama, Auburn is. It's not really recognized outside of the SEC footprint. I don't understand why. Number 16, Michigan, Michigan State. Great rivalry, would deserve to be better, but obviously Michigan has just dominated this for a very long time.
The little brother comments a couple years ago helped fuel it even more so.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
You got to win some. You do.
I think MGO Blue does treat this like a rivalry. And I think Sparty treats this as kind of a Super Bowl game for them, right? If we can knock off Michigan, that's a season made right there. I do hope Sparty starts to get more competitive. I do hope that Sparty gets pointed in the right direction under Jonathan Smith, but who comes over from what? I think Oregon State. He brought his whole staff with him. That was a big get. That was a Beavers team that was absolutely trending up when he left. It kind of put Oregon State in a double bad spot because not only did everybody else jettison the Pac-2 and leave them there, but on top of that, while it was happening, probably, if I had to guess, because it was happening, they lost their entire damn football coaching staff. That's why Jed Fish is there. They really liked Jonathan. I really like Jonathan Smith. So I'm interested to see if Sparty can climb right back in the right direction. Number 15. This one goes higher. Texas A&M. These two teams, A, already don't like each other. UT versus the Colt. But on top of that, since this rivalry has become a Southeastern Conference rivalry, and since Texas is obviously working its way towards attempting to claim domination of the Southeastern Conference, and the Colt seems to keep getting close but not be able to finish the deal, this one is another game that pops quite a bit. I like this rivalry a lot. I can't stand Texas A&M. Their fans are, all due respect if you're listening, Aggies, weirdos. Yeah, like, it's weird. Nobody likes it. Just stop, please. But the rivalry's good. Number 14, USC-UCLA. Sure, I'm good with it. It means a lot in L.A. Means a lot in California to the people out there who like college football. Probably doesn't register on the national. It might soon, though, because I think if Lincoln Riley doesn't get it together at USC this year, they might be in a Texas A&M Jimbo Fisher situation. Like, hey, Will Ferrell, can you spot us a few million dollars so we can get this man up out of here because he ain't it. Number 12, the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. Shut up. That is what it's called, and I'm never going to change it.
Hold on. You know, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, well.
I don't know who decided that exactly. Did the schools decide
that? The schools did decide that.
Yeah. Did they really think that was going to work?
Yeah, it's a branding thing. And you know what it ended up doing? Have you heard of the Streisand effect? The Streisand effect came into play a few years ago because there was this like really bad picture of Barbara Streisand that was going around on the internet, and Barbara Streisand's PR company went out there and they tried to like, I guess, sue the internet to make that picture stop going around, and then all that led to was everybody was like, well, I got to go find this picture now, and it ended up that picture being one of the most viewed pictures on Google for like a year and a half. Happened to Beyonce as well. Beyonce had a really unflattering picture from a concert a few years ago. She tried to get it removed from the internet. It ended up like becoming a big deal, and it's going around right now with J.D. Vance, the vice president. There's like a meme of him going around as a big fat guy and his head's bald, and they are trying to like make that go off the radar. And if you go on social media, like millions of people have it as their Twitter profile picture now, right? Like if you acknowledge the presence of a thing you don't like, it makes people want to dive in more. You said, please don't call it the world's largest outdoor cocktail party anymore. And not only is it exclusively what people are calling it, they go out of their way to point out that that is the reason that they are exclusively calling it that. A couple of years ago, Nick Saban's wife, Miss Terry, asked the Bama fans, they sing Dixieland Delight during their games, right? And when it gets to the chorus of that song, Bama fans have their own special message that they sing instead of the words. They're like, Auburn and LSU and Tennessee. And Miss Terry, Nick Saban's wife, came out and was like, hey, we're a family-friendly environment. Please stop singing that song. And they did it for like one game out of Miss Terry, and then they played it again like two games later, and it was as loud as it's ever been. That's kind of where I am with the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. I will tell you, I've been to that game twice. As a neutral observer, it's fun. It's a blast. Great tailgate, great cocktail party, and those two teams really do not like each other. Their fan bases hate each other. That's a great game. And I think this year, it's probably going to make a return to national relevance. Again, we've talked about Florida. We've talked about Georgia. Don't have to get into that again. It'll make a return to national relevance. Here's one that I love. Alabama-Tennessee, second Saturday. This one deserves to be higher on the list. This is Alabama's second rivalry, I think, behind only Auburn. In fact, I don't think it is their second rivalry. But these two fan bases, and this is another one that I think it's more prevalent, it's more prominent in the Deep South than it is nationally. But, buddy, we get great sound clips out of this every year. Every year. There was a dude a few years ago who made this whole speech about how much he hates Tennessee Orange. He's like, that's baby puke orange. And it was like a soundbite I played about Tennessee on my show all the time. Great, great rivalry. Let's go top 10 real quick. We'll run through down some of these because I think we've hit the point where most of you don't care about the rest of them. Number 10, Minnesota-Wisconsin. Okay. Number 9, Florida-Florida State. I think this year it's interesting. Not that it's necessarily going to shake up the landscape, but, you know, if FSU is looking to get back to 8-4 this year and beating Florida would get them over the win total, that would be a big deal. If Florida State comes into this game and they are once again looking at a 2-10 season, beating Florida might give them a little, you know, pearl of optimism. Losing to Florida would obviously destroy the souls of Florida State fans. And then Florida looking to be a playoff team. Number 8, Ohio State, Penn State. Kind of the same situation. James Franklin's got to win this thing this year. Ryan Day put to bed the haters last year, but if he was to turn around and lose to James Franklin the next year, especially if it is another year like last year where the Buckeyes are like, are we in? Where are we in? Yada, yada, yada. Maybe that gets a little more interesting right back out of the gate. Number 7, Miami, Florida State. Same situation with the Florida-Florida State rivalry. Number 6, Nebraska, Oklahoma. Yeah, I think that rivalry's dead. Number 5, USC, Notre Dame. Had a big conversation about this because the two coaches are trying to save this rivalry. I think the schools would like to save the rivalry, but this rivalry, which is the oldest continuously played rivalry dating back to the early 1900s. I think we said they've missed it 3 times. 2 of them were for a world war, and 1 of them was for the pandemic. Reasonable excuses to miss the rivalry game. But is under threat because, you know, Notre Dame's filling up the schedule elsewhere to make NBC happy. USC over in the Big Ten has a full Big Ten schedule. They probably don't want to add another title contender every year in Notre Dame. Great rivalry. Lincoln Riley's got to be better if it wants to stay up there. Number 4, Army-Navy. This game is number 1 to me. It always has been. I've been to this game 3 times. It is electrifying every time. This game deserves to be number 1, but I understand why it's not. Lonzo, top 3. Name them in order. What do you got? It's not that hard.
I don't think I can do it. I can only name what I think number 1 is.
What's number 1?
I think it's Ohio State, Michigan, but maybe it's not.
That is exactly correct. Yeah. Number 3 is the Red River Shootout, Oklahoma versus Texas.
Okay.
Obviously, that rivalry has stayed alive as those two teams followed each other to the Southeastern Conference. Great game every year. Absolutely a must watch. Number 2, Auburn, Alabama, the Iron Bowl.
I don't know, for some reason, you've mentioned that so many times during this whole thing, I thought it had already been done.
I think there were a few years where I could have made the argument that this was the number one rivalry in college football. I think there were a few years, the Cam Newton years, the early Saban years, those championship kind of bleed over years. I think there were a few years where I could have made the argument that this is the number one rivalry in college football. Gives you great moments, the kick six and all that. But also the last couple, like, unless Hugh Freeze gets it together. And I've already said, if Hugh Freeze has a record, I think, of 8-4, he is on the hot seat. Maybe he doesn't make it to next year. Maybe he does, but he's on a hot seat. If he has 7-5 and worse, Hugh Freeze is getting fired this year. He is done this year. That kind of adds back to this rivalry because I do think if they want to get to that mark, they will probably have to beat Bama. And then there's Kalen DeBoer trying to make a name for himself. And then number 1, the rivalry, Michigan, Ohio State. I don't know how much more we need to say about that. When we come back, I've been talking Atlanta Braves ball. I've been talking about Brian Snicker. I've been talking about the coaching staff. I've been talking about making a move. And I've been talking about the fact that I believe they are showing too much loyalty to the point that they are ignoring their obligation to fans of the baseball team in order to honor obligations that they do not have to Brian Snicker. Welp, another team has just taken a step that the Bravos should have taken a number of weeks ago. And if this doesn't inspire Atlanta to change something, nothing will. I'll tell you what we're talking about when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. I'm going to get to this quick baseball story here in uno momento, but Chris is on the line, has been kind enough to hang through the break. As always, calls go to the front of the line. Chris, welcome back to the show, big dog. Good to have you.
What's happening? Great to hear from you, gentlemen. Lonzo, thank you for allowing me in. Rob, great to chat with you. There is one name on this list of rivalries that absolutely insults my intelligence and should insult everybody's intelligence. And it is the epitome of a fake rivalry and one that has been created for television purposes through this mass conglomeration of conferences. And that is the rivalry sitting at number 8 on the list, Ohio State and Penn State. This brings me no joy to say, as a Penn State fan, this is not a rivalry, unless you consider a hammer and a nail to be a rivalry. Penn State has won 4 of the last 23 meetings against Ohio State. They have played a total of 40 times in the history of ever between those two teams. And I get that they both might have a high number next to their name, but this is not a rivalry. And in fact, when you look at the list of the total number of meetings, you have to go all the way down to number 47 to find a quote-unquote rivalry that's been played less than that. And guess what that involves? Oh, another fake rivalry between Michigan and Penn State. Those two teams aren't rivals. They've played each other 27 times, for crying out loud. Every other name on this list makes sense as far as a rivalry goes. There's deep history. There's been historic games between the two that have meant a lot through decades in the history of the sport. These are two of the fakest rivalries you'll ever see in your life, and it should insult all of our intelligence that they're anywhere close to a top 50, much less in the top 10 of rivalries in college football.
Yeah, those were two that kind of gave me pause. I'm like, I mean, I guess if you want to call them rivalry because they are both at the top of the Big Ten, or I guess all three at the top of the Big Ten, and this is like the Big Ten right now is. And I hope that this changes. I hope the conference gets a little more parity. But right now, there are three teams that are at the top of this conference that are fighting for two Big Ten title spots and leaving one to fight for the outside playoff spot every year. If you want, but I agree, it does feel a little forced.
It does. And Penn State is really one of, whether you want to quibble as to whether or not Penn State is an elite program, let's say they're at least a great program in the history of college football. They're really the only team that it's hard to pinpoint who their actual rival is. Obviously, the longest rival was Pitt. Penn State Pitt, obviously, when those rivalries over 100 times played, but they haven't played each other in a long time, have barely played each other over the last two and a half decades. It's certainly not Ohio State. It's not Michigan. It's not West Virginia. It's like, it's hard to really pin down what a rival looks like. And I don't think there's any other team consistently towards the top of the rankings in college football that you have such a difficult time saying who that team's number one rival is. I think it makes Penn State a little bit unique in that space. And quite frankly, it also makes me a little bit sad because every year you get to that last weekend in November, everybody else gets to play an awesome game against a rival that they're always looking for. Penn State ends up playing Rutgers, Michigan State, UCLA, and it's like a wet fart to end the season, basically. Well, everybody else gets to play their hated rivals. So it's always something I've been a little bit jealous of as a Penn State fan.
I respect it. Chris, appreciate it. Good to talk to you, big dog. Anytime. 844-326-3663 is the number. If you would like to be a part of the radio program, you can call in and get on the air, or you can text that number, 844-326-3663, if you would like to do so and make your opinions heard. Yeah, I just, again, like, I've said like six times this hour. It's starting to bug me.
I'm glad that I had a question and he answered the question about who their rivalry is with. And
that's fair. Like, yeah, I think, even if you're not a fan of the biggest schools, like, you know who there. I did it again.
You did say that there's only three schools. What were the three schools we were talking about in the Big Ten?
Michigan, Penn State, Ohio State.
What about Oregon?
Okay, all right, it's fair. Oregon's in that mix now too. You're right. There's four now. If the Ducks maintain, obviously they lost a lot. Dan Lanning, I do think, is a great college football coach, but they lost a lot of talent, lost a lot of NFL caliber talent off that team from last year. So we'll see if they're back in the mix.
They also have a lot of money. So
they also have a cheat code. They have an infinite money glitch in Phil Knight turned on. There's no doubt about that. So we'll find out. I do find it interesting that when we talk about the richest college football teams, Oregon's never really mentioned in that. And I also know that Phil Knight at one point said that he was going to do whatever he needed to do as a billionaire alum to get a natty to Eugene as soon as possible. But I also know that since those comments, like, he hasn't really spoken out a lot, right? Like, he hasn't really said anything. So I wonder if Phil Knight is just busy doing Nike stuff, because Lord knows they got enough going on in the world of sports right now, or if he has kind of gone, I'm wasting my money. Like, I don't know. It's interesting.
Well, they're still giving him money. He's probably just not talking about because what he said would happen hasn't.
That's fair. I do like Dan Lanning. I do like the Ducks. I do think the Ducks are probably in that second tier of contenders. I think there's a top tier. Texas, Georgia, Ohio State is in that top tier. I think there's a second tier. That is where I put Tennessee. It's where I put South Carolina. I think I'm moving Oregon down into that group this year until I see that they have replaced and gone in a different direction. Now, that being said, I also think that this is a, even though it is the Athletics list, I think it is a, I think this list to some degree is impacted by what is a new, unique, and probably essential element of college sports, college football in particular, but college sports as a whole, which is the most important thing that you can have right now outside of a good team and a good coach and a good athletic director, but I consider that part of that whole mix. Outside of direct impact on a football field, the most important thing that you can have right now is a great marketing team, a great branding team, a great social media presence, a great graphic design team, et cetera, et cetera. There is a cat that, because he got big, and the only reason I know about him is he got big when I was at my old station down in Florida. Obviously, we were 2 hours from Tallahassee. We covered Florida State quite a bit. Florida State had a guy he effectively became kind of like a viral contributor to Florida State. He's a graphic designer, and he was on social media. He was on Twitter in the early days of Twitter and all that. And he would regularly, he would like make graphics and make images for Florida State. And he would, he would get pictures of kids that Florida State was recruiting, or he would create graphics about games that were coming up and whatnot. And he got a ton of reaction from Florida State fans who just thought his designs were super dope, were like super cool. And after a couple of years, this guy who was just like doing this for fun on the internet, and I wish I could remember the cat's name. I'll see if I can find it during the break. But this guy who basically got big by making homemade fan art about Florida State, right? Like he would make the pictures of the recruits and whatever, and he would send it to him and be like, hey, welcome to the Noel family and all that. Eventually Florida State hired this guy. They were like, all right, dude, like you've got a big audience. You've grown a bunch. They hired this guy. They made him some title holder in their social media department. And Florida State, while their football team has stank, well, they haven't stank. They stank last year. Year before that, they were 13-0 and got bumped out of a playoff spot. Even though the team stank last year, their social media presence keeps them in the public eye. I do think that some of these rivalries feel a little bit forced. I'm with Chris. I don't know that I consider Penn State-Michigan a rivalry. Might it be down the line if these same 3-4 teams continue to be the dominant squads in the Big Ten? Yeah, absolutely.
He is also right. It is being built more and more in the media as a big deal, and it rarely becomes a win for Penn State.
I would agree with that, but again, like,
but that's what they're supposed to do. They want you to watch.
Exactly.
So.
Part of the job there is for the media, big air quotes, to generate interest to get you to watch football. And if we do that with conference games like Penn State, Michigan, even if they are one-sided, air quote, rivalries, then when that game comes up, even if it's been drilled into your skull unwillingly, you're still going to go, oh, I got interest in that. Now you're going to watch a game that otherwise may not be on the radar. You know what the best way to do that is? Just have both teams be top 10 teams and say it's a Big Ten championships spot on the line. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, I'm going to get to that baseball thing. I'll run you through two or three other stories I want to get to, and then we'll get the hell up out of here on a Tuesday edition of the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Atlanta Braves are bad at baseball. That is no longer a hot take. That is just the opinion of anybody who has two eyeballs, a working television set, and has watched this team.
So we almost made it through a full show.
Almost.
Without you talking about how bad the Braves
are. Yeah, but there's a reason for it this time.
Okay.
There's a reason for it this time. And the reason is this. I have said a couple of times, and I have said a couple of times this week about this situation. I think there is a massive problem with Atlanta right now, and I understand it to some degree. The problem is that because of the fact that Brian Snicker has been in this organization for 40-plus years, there is a sense of loyalty to Brian Snicker that prevents Atlanta from moving on, which I genuinely believe. If this was not Brian Snicker in this role, if this was Freddie Gonzalez or whoever in this role, they would have been gone from this baseball team this season. Because at the end of the day, I do not care what your opinion is. This team has too much talent on its roster and too much talent on any 1-9 lineup in any given game to be 11 games below 500 going into the break. And on top of that, it was pointed out to me that the 2021 Atlanta Braves, the team that went on to win the World Series, they were, I believe, one game below 500 at the All-Star break. And I got asked yesterday because I put up a social media video, which you can see on Facebook.com/TheFanUpstate on the X account for The Fan Upstate or on any of my social media pages by following at The Rob Brown Show on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. I put up a video talking about this yesterday, and I had somebody, a Braves fan, reach out and say, Rob, why do you think that despite the fact that the 2021 team that won the World Series was also sub-500 at the break, why do you feel like the vibes are so much different? Like, Braves fans have zero opt-in. 2021, you're like, all right, we're below 500. It's the All-Star break, but like, we can get this right. We can get it tight, get it right. And my answer was, well, a couple of things. Number one, the baseball gods are relentless this year, right? It's like as soon as you start to get healthy, you get Strider back. he rolls out, or what, pulled a hammy playing catch. That's dumb. That's just dumb. That shouldn't happen. Then you have Chris Sale, who was added to the National League All-Star roster, will not be able to pitch, obviously, as he is still dealing with fractured ribs. Chris Sale's the best thing you got going for you on this baseball team. He lays out to catch a diving to dive and catch an infield fly, and he cracks two ribs. That is a 2 month plus injury. You lose that guy. You know, you had Ronnie come back. He went big dong a couple of times on his return. Then Ronnie has disappeared. Like, the baseball gods are just not smiling kindly upon the Atlanta Braves. But there's also the reality that, and this is the big thing, nothing's changing. Nothing. There's nothing changing. Nothing is changing in that, you know, Michael Harris Jr., who did not walk in 150-plus at-bats. That's not a verbal typo. 150-plus at-bats did not take a single walk. That's unheard of. That should be statistically impossible, yet it happened. They sat him down for one game. They sat him down for a game. They put him back in the lineup. You want to guess what happened with Michael Harris the second? Nothing. Nothing. Exact same thing happened. So why do I bring this up? Why am I talking about it? Well, I'm bringing it up and I'm talking about it because just a few days ago, the Washington Nationals, who are another disappointing baseball team, even though the Nats were not expected to be much this year, the Nats also have been going on a rebuilding process the last couple of years. By the way, the Braves are 2.5 games ahead of this team that I'm about to talk about. Not expected to be much, not expected to do much, but they did expect to be trending upwards. They moved some guys. They got some good talent in last year's draft. They've got the number one overall pick in this year's draft, which is, I think, Thursday night is round one of the MLB draft. I'll keep it a buck with you. Outside of the names like Skeens, I'm like, all right. I know they're important. It's like college football recruiting. It's the lifeblood. It's the pipeline, whatever. I'll check in once guys get to Gwinnett and starts playing. Anyway, the Nats had a manager named Mike Rizzo, who's their general manager, and Dave Martinez was their head coach. Both of those guys got fired. Now, I would like to point out that both of those guys came to the Washington Nationals, and in year number two, they won 93 games. They entered the World Series as big-time underdogs to the Houston Astros at the crux of the Astros MLB dynasty. Second year, they won 92 games. They won a World Series. I have a very dear friend who lives in this area who is a Nationals fan. He has stuff from that World Series hung in his office. And I've asked him before. I'm like, dude, you got a lot of stuff from a season. As a Braves fan, I certainly understand it. And he goes, yeah, but I'm a Nats fan. Like, we're never going to see that again. The Nationals took a 93-win team, and they have been descending ever since. Now, this guy won the Nationals the one World Series that they have right now, and everybody in D.C. loved this guy. And on top of that, the Nationals committed to, I should say, these two guys, because it was GM Mike Rizzo and head coach Dave Martinez. The Nationals committed to these two guys through the rebuild. They said, we know it's going to take a couple of years, but we're going to commit to these guys through the rebuild. We have loyalty to them. They won us a World Series. They got us where we went. They got us to the top of the mountain. We have loyalty. Except for, since then, they have been getting progressively worse, much like the Braves. 37-53, last in the NL East after getting swept by the Red Sox this weekend at home. Washington has not finished higher than fourth in the division since they won that 2019 World Series. Since the start of 2020, they are 325-473, the only team with a worse record dating back to the start of the 2020 season is the Colorado Rockies, who are the illustration of a joke of a franchise in American professional sports. This is a move that was made because the Washington Nationals looked and they said, we have loyalty to these guys. We have appreciation for these guys. We understand that the one banner blowing out by itself in the wind at our stadium is there because of these guys. We love these guys and we appreciate them, but what is happening right now isn't good enough. Now, it's different than the Braves. Braves are ahead of them, only by 2.5 games, but it was enough that even the Nationals said, yeah, they won us a World Series, much like Brian Snicker did. They've been in the franchise for a very long time. Not quite as long as Brian Snicker has, but they've been in the franchise 6+ years now. So the Nats said, this isn't good enough. I am not asking for my baseball team to go win a World Series or bust. I am not saying that it's NL pennant or bust. I'm not even saying it's win the division or bust, because it's a good division at the top with the Phillies and the Mets. What I'm saying is the expectations for this team were dramatically higher than the Washington Nationals. The Braves expected to be a division contender. They expected to be an NL contender. But hell, I would have said, hey, even if you get a wild card spot, right? Like, you can win the World Series from a wild card playoff spot. It has happened plenty of times. Just get in the dance. Right now, we're not even a threat to get in the dance. It's just not going to happen. The expectations for the Nationals, who are in a rebuild, not working towards rebuilding, not coming off a rebuild, they are actively, currently in a rebuild, had lower expectations than the Braves, and they had the guts to say, we're not meeting expectations. They had the guts to say, we're not doing what we were expected to do, and we chalk it up to the leadership of this team. We chalk it up to roster construction. That's the GM. We chalk it up to on diamond performance. That's the head coach. We chalk it up to the guys in a leadership role. And while we have maintained loyalty to these guys, because even after the 2019 World Series, we were bad the next year, we were bad the next year, and then we said, you know what? Break it all down to the roots, down to the studs. Let's rebuild this thing. But we believe in you guys. We're loyal to you guys. We're going to let you stay in that role. We're going to let you stay in that position as we go through the rebuild. And even the Nationals, again, a team that is 2.5 games ahead of right now, the Braves are. Even the Nationals looked and they said, yeah, we got a bunch of loyalty, but like, you're not meeting your end of the deal. It is. Youngsters out there, listen to Uncle Rob. I'm just dropping life advice for free this morning. Listen to me. Loyalty is a wonderful trait to have. Loyalty is something that you, as you grow up, will learn to appreciate out of people, because loyalty is something that I think most people don't have anymore. We are a nation that puts itself first. We are a nation of people who put themselves first. Loyalty doesn't exist. So when you find it, cherish it, treasure it, grow it, celebrate it, acknowledge it, be sincere in gratitude for it. But also recognize that no matter what your job is, you have a level of obligation to other people to meet a bare minimum performance level. The Nationals had a lot of loyalty towards their GM and their head coach, Mike Rizzo and Dave Martinez. A lot of loyalty to these guys. But they said, you're not meeting the obligation. And we have obligations to the fans. We have obligations to the people who buy tickets, who buy merch, who buy swag, who watch on TV and drive the ratings up so we can get paid. We have obligations to them. You're not meeting our obligations to us, and therefore we can't meet our obligations to them. So unfortunately, we appreciate your loyalty. We hope you appreciate the loyalty we've shown to you, but we got to go in a different direction. We got to spice it up a little bit. The Nationals pulled the correct move that the Braves won't. And nobody seems to explain to me why, other than we don't want to hurt Brian Snicker's feelings. Is his feelings more important than mine? Right now, the Braves are saying yes.
I mean,
that wasn't dramatic.
Isn't it all about feelings in the end?
Yes. I want to feel like you give a damn.
Well,
is that too much to ask?
We'll see how you feel about what's Xing today. The first thing that is Xing is Paul Heyman.
Paul Heyman is exiting because Paul Heyman was obviously a frontline feature of Monday Night Raw last night. Was out there with his new stable with Seth Rollins and Bron Breakker and Big Bronson Reed. I have not gotten a chance to watch Raw yet, but I will say this: I saw Seth call for the mic from Paul and Braun step in between him and take the mic and then just rip on Sami Zayn for a hot minute. I'm going to tell you right now, Bron Breakker is the most interesting thing about that faction right now.
All right.
Even with a briefcase in Seth Rollins' hand, Bron Breakker is the most interesting thing about that faction.
This does have to do with it. Paul Heyman cut a promo on Penta during that whole segment entirely in Spanish.
I did see that too.
And I'm trying to, and I guess everyone is racking their brain going, do we know he spoke Spanish, or did he just memorize that? Because it's just like, wait, what?
And he was pretty fluent with it.
And he kept going. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
And we've heard him do speak in the Samoan language, which I don't remember what that's called. It might actually be this.
Tongan?
Yeah, it might be Tongan. We've heard him do other languages before. And is he smart enough to memorize something before he goes out there? Absolutely. But it seemed fluid.
It did, and I would also say
I don't know anyone who speaks Spanish to know if it really was fluid or not.
It did seem fluid. I would say if you are in, and this is, again, more free life advice for the youths out there, go ahead and learn Spanish. Go ahead and become bilingual, because here's the reality. A lot of people are going to tell you it's bad and you shouldn't do that. And blah, 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 blah. Here's the reality. You want to succeed in upper-level business? You want to succeed in multi and international businesses? If you can speak English and Spanish and you can do both fluently and you can switch back and forth and you can act as a translator in that role, you're going to make a lot of money. If you are able to go in that locker room and you're able to have a conversation with Penta in Spanish and then turn around and have a conversation with Bron Breakker in English and you can meld the two, you're going to make a boatload of money. Paul Heyman ain't a dummy.
All right. The next thing that's exing is Kevin Love.
Kevin Love is exing because Kevin Love was part of the 7-player NBA trade that went down the first, or excuse me, 7-team NBA trade. Why didn't we talk about that yesterday? Because the reality is, yeah, it was a 17 deal, but it really wasn't. It was a bunch of micro deals between teams that all had to come full circle. So, I mean, it was, but also it wasn't like 7 teams were trading 7 superstars in a circle. Anyway, Kevin Love was in that 17 deal and was sent to the Utah Jazz, if I recall correctly, which if there's one guy in the league who fits in with the Jazz, it is Kevin Love. That being said, jokes aside,
what does that mean? What's
he's just the whitest dude in the league.
So only white people live in Utah?
Is that what I said? I'm
trying to understand.
Let's be real. Stereotypes for a reason. I want you to go watch a Utah Jazz game and watch the demographics in the arena. It's pretty one-sided. It's Utah. I ain't mad at it. It's how it broke down.
I really don't look at demographics when it comes to that because I don't see color.
Good for you. You're better than all of us, Lonzo.
The biggest surprise to me was that Kevin Love was still playing. Because I thought he retired or was done. So it's like, okay, good for him.
That being said, I did watch a Jazz. I've been watching Summer League the last 3 nights. Shut up. I'm a junkie. I need my basketball. Ace Bailey might be a dude. Ace Bailey might be a dude. He had like 34 last night.
He was also exing. The thing is, Kevin Love put out a Joe Dirt video it looked like Kid Rock. I've never seen Joe Dirt. Is Kid Rock in?
Yeah, Joe Dirt.
Okay.
Yeah, well, he's like the NT. He's like Joe Dirt's direct antagonist. He's really funny in that
movie. I live in Gray Court. I don't need to look at that. I could just go to another neighborhood.
You're coming at my guy all wrong. You talk to him like that again, I'm going to stab you in the eye with a soldering iron.
All right.
Christopher Walken's in that movie too.
Okay.
It's great. If you haven't seen Joe Dirt, go watch it. I guarantee you'll love Joe Dirt.
All right.
Guarantee it.
The next thing that's exing is Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes is exing. I do not know if this is the reason, but he was at the San Diego Padres game last night where Manny Machado became the 5th active player and the 297th player of all time to get 2,000 hits. I saw they put him up on the big Jumbotron and all that. I don't know if that's why.
All right. They asked him if he was happy about his ranking, you know, the top 100 players.
Yeah.
And he said he doesn't care about rankings. He cares about championships.
Cool.
Checks and championships.
Would it be a buzzkill, Pat?
Oh, no.
Would it be a buzzkill, Pat?
New haircut.
Buzzkill, Pat.
You guys should be afraid.
Yeah, he's got that Dylan Rayola cut now. That's the kid at Nebraska.
I got it. I can't stop coughing.
Yeah. I see that.
You guys should be afraid. You should be.
Hey, here's breaking news on the way out the door to make your day better. Everybody except Lonzo. Nearly 20 years after airline passengers were first required to move their shoes for security, TSA has announced that the policy is being phased out. Yay! I don't have to wear slip-ons to the airport anymore.
Boo!
Exciting.
Now we can have more shoe bombers. No.
I'm assuming it's because they found a new one. Okay. That might be a topic tomorrow, not going to lie. Y'all have a great rest of your day. Thanks for being here. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you didn't, I don't know what to tell you. It'll be better tomorrow, so come back and try again. For Lonzo, I'm Rob. Have a great day. The Rob Brown Show is on the Fan Upstate. Later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.